Now, how can an herb actually stimulate a sluggish bowel that's been a chronic problem?
It's great. You know, I'm always amazed by how many people say, I don't get it. How do herbs work? And I think, I don't get it. How do they not? I mean, we don't question food. All food and herbs and plants and trees and barks and berries and resins and strawberries and blueberries and anything that grows on this planet contains chemicals. Some of these chemicals are nutritional, like vitamins and minerals and enzymes. Other of these chemicals are stronger chemicals, essential oils, maybe alkaloids, and they're very medicinal. That herb or food or plant you would only want to consume for short periods of time because it is correcting something. And, you know, of course, all the original classic prescription drugs in America were made isolated from chemicals found in plants, like digitalis and, you know, over 50% of the drugs used today were originally chemicals found in herbs. So herbs simply work off chemicals. Well, one group of chemicals called anthraquinones, this is the big word, and there's a particular anthraquinone called amodin, is in certain herbs like not aloe vera, but the aloes that grow equatorially around the world, like aloes ferox and spicata, also in centipods and leaves, which are famous, grown since recorded history for laxatives in the Nile Delta. Alexandria is a big center growing area. Cascara sagrada, which is our California plant. These all contain the anthraquinone amodin. And amodin, when it gets inside your bowel and touches your colon wall, actually makes the muscle move. It stimulates that muscle to move. Kind of like going to the gym and doing an isolated bicep curl. You know, you're strengthening that muscle by stimulating it to move.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and it stimulates it to move so much that actually in one naturopathic school, we took a bowel out of a dead person, because in natural medicine, we only remove organs from dead people.
This is good.
And when we smeared the different amodin herbs on it, the bowel actually contracted. So hence comes my statement that I've been accused of making a few times, that I can even get a dead person to have a bowel movement because it, you know, I said, I don't care if your Uncle Harry's dead. I can get him to have a bowel movement, and let's see what happens. And it comes from the fact that I don't need any participation from the patient. These herbs are powerful enough to make the bowel contract and work. It starts that muscular peristalsis that I talked about that really has to go from our mouth to our anus, but it specifically does it only in the colon. And so what it's going to do is it's going to make your bowel work tomorrow. And I don't care what you're eating, drinking, or thinking. We'll get right, but that might take a month or two. Right now, tomorrow, I need your bowel to work. Okay? So I developed what I call intestinal formula number one in the clinic to guarantee me that I could get patients' bowels to work regardless of if they had corrected anything yet. Because I had to get the elimination channels, the channels of waste removal working in the body. There's no way I can get someone well if they're poisoned. You know, they're toxic. And so I used to flood them with nutrition, get the juicer going, herbal nutrition, superfood, whatever. And then I used to also get the waste out of their body. That was my first step. And I can do that without their participation while I'm teaching them how to make better choices in the health food store, while I'm teaching them about our Wednesday Santa Monica organic market or the organic markets that are now up and running all over Southern California. And while I taught them, I didn't have to wait 2 or 3 months because they might not make it, literally, to get their bowel working. I wanted it working tomorrow.
You mentioned some foods that also stimulate the bowel movements, which are apples, bananas, figs.
You know, people always forget, like, just simple things our grandparents knew. I mean, often with patients, I would just get them to soak some prunes or you know, hey, when my plum trees ripen here in my orchard, I don't get one a day. I get 4,000 in an hour, and then the trees bear 3 days later. So often what fruit is telling you is, you know, gorge on it. Have massive amounts for a short period of time. Do a plum cleanse. Well, prunes, you can just soak them in water, put them in a blender, add some apple juice, and for some people, that's enough. I found that for my patients, most of them needed something to jumpstart the engine, something to get that bowel working effectively.